The cave. This area of the garden is almost as intact as it was at the time. This part is the only one that Mr. Joan Artigas Alat, owner of the factory, saw finished, since the construction works began the spring of 1903, and he died in December of that same year. His son, Joan Artigas Casas, followed his father's wishes and finished the work. In the entrance of the cave, there is an iron door, and on the way out, and to the left side, on the stairs that lead to the lime fountain, there is another door. Inside the cave, there is a small water spring, the magnesium fountain. In the past, its water was high in magnesium, thus the origin of its name. The medicinal properties attributed to this mineral were the reason why villagers adopted the habit of coming here to gather water. The Artigas family, aware of this local tradition, never prevented the access to the fountain or the gardens. However, when they wanted to have privacy, they closed the two iron doors mentioned before, blocking the access further than the cave. Let's look now at the structure of this artificial cave, where we find the typical features of Gaudí's architecture. In the entrances to the cave and the windows, we find a catenary arch, similar to the Gothic arch, but with the advantage that it needs fewer buttresses. The vault is held by its own weight, with dry wall and a keystone, of Gothic tradition, that holds the entire structure. The piece of work is made of unpolished big stone blocks that give a grotesque aspect in contrast to the balance of the catenary arches of the four entrances, two doors and two vantage points over the river. From here we will enjoy the views to the river and the Pont d'Arquas, Bridge of Limping Arch,